I think we can get going again. I should just mention, I didn't mention it just before, but the reason we need our spiritual growth or to grow as much as possible before the rapture is because we are witnesses in the angelic conflict.
刚才还少提了一件事，就是为什么我们在被提之前，我们希望我们尽可能的让我们的灵命成长，是因为我们是在天使的征战的这个见证人。
Once we get to heaven, there's no more conflict. So there's not going to be the pressure and the testing, but you want to learn the word of God.
而当我们去了天堂之后呢，我们就不会再受到各种的试探跟压力的状况。当然我们还是可以继续去学习上帝的话语，但是我们已经没有这个在做所谓上帝的见证人的机会。
See, right now, a lot of Christians are too busy or too distracted, or they just don't want to put the mental energy in to study the Word of God properly.
有非常多的基督徒，他却不愿意把自己的时间用在学习上帝的话语。
But once you're in heaven, you still have your free will, so you can choose not to learn the Word of God or not. But you would hope that people would have a greater appreciation of God being face to face with them.
而当我们到了天堂的时候呢，我们就有机会跟神、跟其他的所有的信徒面对面的情况下，我们那个时候就更会希望我们是有这种能力去欣赏、去了解神的话语。
Yeah, everybody's going to have what we call positive volition. They'll always be thankful to God, but even that gratefulness or appreciation has different levels.
因为到了天上，我们还是有自由意志的，好，但是呢。因为这些每一个人灵命的状况，所以其实在天上是分成很多很多不同阶级的，所以我们会很希望我们是在比较高的阶级，可以更接近神的阶级。
See, we notice that there's a huge range of levels of positive and negative volition.
我们要知道哈，其实这个所谓的阶级，它其实跟我们的自由意志是还是有关的。就是当你越是正向的自由意志，你的整个的成绩就是越高的。
Even in heaven, you know, Satan rebelled against God. He was right in front of God. And God had given him the greatest gifts. He was the greatest of the angels. God had given him everything, and still he rebelled against God.
而最高级的这个撒旦，就路西佛呢，他其实是最靠近神的，因为他是就在神的旁边，然后神给了他非常非常多的礼物，让他可以拥有很多很多的祝福，但是他还最后居然还是反叛了神。
And what's interesting is from that point of time that we read about just now in Isaiah 14:13, when he first made his arrogant statement against God, he has never been repentant. So he's never changed his mind once to think, oh, maybe God is right.
而我们也提到就是以赛亚书14:13，就当撒旦路西佛他那时候决定是要反叛神，到现在哦，他从来没有想过说啊，也许神是对的。
He's never thought in his mind, I need to change my thinking, I need to come back to God, I was wrong, God is right.
路西佛他一直都还是保持着对神的叛逆的状态。
Now it seems like in that first period, or coming up to the first trial,when God sentenced the fallen angels, they had a chance to repent.
其实在第一次的审判的时候，这些堕落的天使是有机会去悔改的。
Okay, but we know from Scripture that they haven't. They haven't repented and they never will.
而在圣经里面有很明确的让我们知道，结果这些堕落天使他并没有真正的认错悔改，也因此他们就永远不会认错悔改。
And even when he's been in the lake of fire for 1,000 years or 10,000 years, Satan and the fallen angels and the unbelievers, they're not repenting. They will never repent.
而即使是这些堕落天使、撒旦还有不信的人，他们被送进了火海、火湖里面，他们也可能在火湖里上千年的这种苦受难，他们也没有真正悔改。
And Jesus talks about the lake of fire where the people that are in there,are just gnashing their teeth. They're angry. They're bitter.
圣经里面有提到耶稣说，那些在火湖里的这些罪人，他们天天都在那边非常就是咬牙切齿的，好，在那边受苦，而且恨，充满了恨。
And they'll be doing this forever, gnashing their teeth forever.
但他们却会咬牙切齿，永远的这样子。
So this is saying there's never going to be a time when they're in their eternal punishment where they're going to think, I need to stop and say, God, I'm sorry. They're never repentant. They're always just going to be angry towards God.
他们几乎这些在火海里的罪人永远就在对神愤怒、生气、咬牙切齿，但却不会认错悔改。
Now let's get back to the chart here. Now, Satan does have 7 years here. After the rapture of the church, he's going to have 7 years to prove that he could turn around.
而撒旦在那七年的大灾难中呢，他却还是更努力的在把整个世界扭，想要用他的方式扭转过来。
See, God is giving these 7 years to Satan, saying, I'm going to leave this world, the believers are leaving the world, and you can have 7 years to try to control the world. That's what you wanted to do, right? God is giving this opportunity to Satan.
因为呢，在我们被提的那一刹那，其实是神给了撒旦七年的时间，啊，让所有的在地上的信徒都离开了地球，所以整个地球就完全是交给撒旦来控制管理。
See, one of Satan's statements that he made in Isaiah 14:14 was, I will be at the head of the nations. Let's go back to that slide, actually.
我们回到那个我们的 PPT 上面哦，就有看到撒旦当时他就说他要成为整个各国之上，好的，各国的之上的首领。
Oh, actually, Isaiah 14:12, actually, you can see here how He's cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations.
以赛亚书14章12节。我们从这个直接从英文上面看齁。
Now, Satan is trying to prove that he could actually be a good ruler.
其实撒旦他是想要证明他是一个非常好的统领统治者。
He wants to rule the world.
他希望能够统治世界。
Because if he can rule the world, he can rule the inhabitants,Who are the witnesses in the angelic appeal trial?
因为他想要证明他可以管好所有的世界上的人民。
For example, we see that the United Nations, I've talked about this before actually, the United Nations is actually a satanic organization designed to not have the world divided into countries, but to have a world without borders, without nations.
听说他之前也提过，就像现在的联合国。好，联合国是把各个国家全部集合在一起啊，然后变成是一个统领性的一个单位。这种方式其实是比较偏向于撒旦他的想法。
Okay, we see the first United Nations actually being set up at the Tower of Babel. So this was man being inspired by Lucifer to set up this one world peoples.
就像当时那个在圣经里面提到巴别塔的时候。那个时候的状态就是大家想要把所有的世界的最大的力量去盖一个超级高的一个巴别塔。
Okay, that's in Genesis chapter 11.
创世纪11章里面提到。
Okay, and we see how at the end of it, God separated them by their languages. From that came the nations.
而在当时巴别塔就是他们想要盖一个全世界最高的塔，而且要让全世界都是讲同一种语言。
And the Bible teaches us quite clearly that God has established nations for protection. For example, for protection of nations who want to follow His will against evil nations who don't want to follow the will of God.
其实上帝在设计这个国度的时候，国家的时候，他是希望有各个不同的国家，才有机会呢，可以有一些国家，他是可以去跟随神的。因为他知道撒旦一定会想办法让一些国家不跟随神。所以如果只有一个国家的话反而是很危险会被撒旦给欺骗那就只有一个就都变所有人都不会跟随神。
Okay, that's another subject for another day.
这是这个主题我们下次再谈。
Now I'll bring you back to the slide again.
回到我们的 PPT。
So Satan now has 7 years to prove himself.
我们回到这张历史的时间表。所以撒旦呢他有七年的时间来证明他可以好好的统治世界。
Okay, now for the tribulation is 7 years, and for the first 3.5 years, Lucifer actually has the freedom to go into heaven and to come down to the earth and go backwards and forwards.
所以在这七年的前 3.5 年呢路西佛他是可以来回于地球跟世界跟天堂之间的。 来来回回的。
I've actually mentioned about Job and the book of Job and how Satan is allowed to test Job.
就像我们在约伯记里面特别提到哈，谈到这个撒旦，他其实是被神允许来试探约伯的。
And those first two chapters of Job are interesting in that they teach us about how the angels operate.
在约伯记的前两章非常有趣的让我们理解到天使们在这个事件中是如何运作的。
For we see that Satan can come down to the earth and he's observing people, and then he goes back to heaven and he's having this conversation with God, and he can go back to the earth and he goes backwards and forwards very quickly.
You mean the Satan?
Yeah, Satan and the other angels.
Yeah, 像撒旦还有那些其他堕落天使，他们是可以一直在来回于地球跟天堂间，然后他们在地上呢是在检视我们，一直在看我们在干嘛，然后就跑回天堂去告状，就天堂法庭，所以他来来去去的。
Now science tells us that the universe can be anything up to 20 billion light years across, which is that's a long way.
科学家们哈，他们告诉我们，其实整个的宇宙的历史是超过200亿年光年哦。超过200亿光年以上。
Now remember, light years is actually, it's a distance, it's not a time. They're saying that the time that light travels across the universe, it takes 20 billion light years. So that's a long way. We're not talking about time here, we're talking about the distance.
而我们在讲这个光年，光年其实是一个光它跑的距离。所以它其实谈的不是一个时间，而是更重要的是一个距离，就是到底宇宙有多大。
Okay, so
是200亿光年的距离的大小。
Now light travels at like 186,000 kilometers per second.
光的速度是每秒可以跑186,000公里。
So light is really fast from a human perspective.
所以从人的观点来看的话，光跑的实在是非常快的。
But if an angel can travel all the way across the universe, which is, you know, 20 billion light years,Obviously, they are moving really, really fast.
You mean 1 second?
We don't know how long it takes, but yeah, they're coming backwards and forwards in the space of, in a human time, it could be less than a couple of hours.
而这个天使们，他们可能从人类的地球到天堂，他来来回回可以这么样快，所以实际上可能天使跑得比光还快。
Okay, because we do see from the book of Job, for example, yeah, Satan is coming backwards and forwards. It looks like he's doing this.And Job's time, it's within the space of a month, he's already come backwards and forwards a couple of times.
约伯的人类约伯，他的时间里面的几个月内呢，撒旦就来回天堂跑了好几次了。
We know that heaven, the throne room of God, exists on the other side of the universe, or outside the universe.
而我们又知道呢，天父所在的这个天堂的这个宝座那边呢，其实是在宇宙之外哦。
We could actually rephrase that or look at that in another way, and that the universe that we have is actually inside the throne room of God.
而且我们又理解呢，其实我们的宇宙，就人类所处的这个宇宙，它其实是在上帝的他的宝座那个房间里的一块哦，所以它其实是小于上帝的宝座的那个大堂。
Okay, so what that would imply is that whatever direction you left, if you took off from the world in a really fast spaceship, you could go whatever direction you wanted, and when you got to the other side of the universe, you'd come out at the throne room of God.
如果你能够做一个全宇宙最快的一个太空船的话，你一直飞，一直飞，一直飞，飞飞到宇宙的另一端，你最后是有机会就到了上帝的。天堂的宝座前。
So for the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, Satan is allowed in heaven and he's coming backwards and forwards and influencing human history.
而在七年大灾难的前半，就是前三年半呢，撒旦是被允许回到天堂来来回回，然后呢，同时呢，允许他发挥他的影响力来改变人类的历史。
Okay, but at some point after about 3.5 years, Satan has his rights removed to enter into heaven. He's kicked out of heaven.
但是在三年半后呢，撒旦呢就会被踢出天堂了。
I'm not sure of the details of what happened, that they could be in scripture. I've never studied it before. But there are rules for the angelic conflict, and Satan must have broken those rules.
听他不是很清楚，还没有特别去研究啊。 撒旦为什么会被踢出天庭？就是为什么到了三年半之后，他没有办法再回天堂？那应该是他在这个过程中，他犯了什么罪，犯了错，使他等于是打破了天上帝给天使的一些规则，所以他就没有办法再回去了。
It's actually a topic that I'd like to research more about because there's not very clear teaching about this. But this would come under the what we call the rules of engagement. And rules of engagement usually apply in warfare. Okay, engagement means when you've got two enemies and they're fighting each other, they still have rules. Usually have rules about how you're going to fight.
好，其实呢，这个所谓的天堂的一些法令啊，就是说，其实，在天使的征战中啊，他们是在即使是在打征战，他们就算是搏斗。
I'll give you one example. In the world, ever since about World War I, the countries got together and they made rules about how we fight a war. So they came up with what they call the Geneva Convention.
就像在第一次世界大战的时候呢，各国要打仗的人，他们还在日内瓦一起呢，定下了一个规则，称之为日内瓦公约。
For example, they made up rules that we're not going to use biological warfare, you know, to use disease to try to wipe out the opposition.
其中一个公约的内容呢，就是说他们绝对不可以用生化的方式去作战。
And they would forbid the use of gas, I think, must, because in World War I they were using a gas to kill the soldiers, and it was really horrific.
So, 然后同时呢，他们也说不可以用毒气，不能用瓦斯毒气来作战。
And if a soldier puts up a white flag, that means he's surrendering, so you don't kill him and you have to take him as a prisoner of war and look after him.
那如果有任何的这个战场上有人举起了白旗，代表他投降了。那投降了的话呢，另外一方就不能够再继续杀他，继续打他，就是要把他好好的当作战俘，好来做管理。
And to a certain extent, not completely, but to a certain extent, countries during World War I and World War II abided by those rules.
基本上呢，在第一次世界大战跟第二次世界大战呢，大家都还是相对来说还算是都有在遵守这个规章。Now
there were a lot of cases where certain individual soldiers or even whole groups would break those rules, and then everybody would say, "Oh, this is too bad, and how can you do that?" That
was. 那当然也是有一些那种小的组织，或者是一些比较少数的一些军人，他们在打仗的时候，他们没有按照这个日内瓦公约的这个打仗的规则。那当有这个事情发生的时候，所有各国的人都会谴责他们。
Okay, but generally, if the soldiers had some integrity and were moral, they would abide by the Geneva Convention, and it helped save a lot of lives, and it made war slightly more civil.
在这两次大战中，我们就看到，就是基本上这些军人们，他们都还是有一种算是人格品格哈，去跟从这个日内瓦公约，所以才让这个战争不会太过于没有人性的残酷的哈去戮杀，所以很多状况还算有一些些控制。
Really, they are what we can call rules of engagement. Engaging means you're joining up with the enemy. How are you going to fight this war?
好，所以这一类的这种互相共同利的公约呢，就是一个共同约定的规则。And
I think a lot of research needs to still be done about the rules of engagement for the angelic conflict.
听说他还是觉得很多时候应该要更多的研究去理解天使征战他们的公约是什么。
Okay, but we do know they have rules.
但我们知道他们一定是有这个规则的。
Just to give you one example, when the fallen angels cohabitated, or we say had sex with a woman, and coming up to Genesis chapter 6, they broke the rules of engagement.
就像这个天使可能有的公约之一啊，就是不能够与人类发生性关系。 而创世纪第六章里面就提到说，有一些堕落天使，他们违反了这个公约。
Those angels, the fallen angels that had done that crime, were put into Tartarus. That's a special prison for those angels.
而在这个创世纪第六章里面提到那些堕落天使，有一部分的堕落天使就打破了这个，就等于犯了规了。他犯规之后呢，就被送去了地心里面的真正的地狱。
We can see from Satan being kicked out of heaven after the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, he must have broken some rules. He's kicked out of heaven. He's not put in prison yet, but he's kicked out of heaven.
而三就是七年大灾难的三年半后啊，居然撒旦无法再回到天堂去报告事情、讨论事情的状态，很明显的应该是他犯了什么错，然后犯了规。
Okay, so that's what we see, this line coming down here. He's kicked out of heaven, and then you have what's called the Great Tribulation. This is a sort of a lesser tribulation, where things on earth actually aren't too bad. Satan is trying to bless people. That's the first 3.5 years. It says failed utopia. Utopia actually means a good place. Satan is trying to create a nice place on the earth.
好，所以七年大灾难又分了两块，哈，一块是后半段，就是当撒旦不能再去天堂的时候，那时候是超级大灾难了哈。那前半段呢，反而把它称之为撒旦堕落的乌托邦。所以那个时候，其实撒旦想要真正的去证明他可以把世界管理得很好，所以所谓的乌托邦是一个好地方哈，是一个等于是人间天堂。他其实他的目标是想要做成撒旦的人间天堂。
See, he wants the world to rebel against God. So the way he can do that is get people to be loyal to him.
因为撒旦的目的呢，就是希望人类可以对神叛逆，所以他当然想要证明，好，跟着他是有好日子过的。
And if he can provide for the people and bless the people as much as Satan can, then they will be loyal to him.
而且呢，他会用各种方法哈，去这些跟随他的人受祝福。所以这样的话，这些人家才会跟着他呀。
So actually, for the first 3.5 years upon the earth, it's not going to be that bad. He's not going to be out killing people left, right, and center.
所以前三年半呢，其实地球上的状况应该还不是太差的哦。啊，不会说到处杀人放火。
Okay, but after the 3.5 years, he's going to find that his plan is failing, and of course, he's been kicked out of heaven.
而到了后半段时间的三年半呢，他就很明显的。好，他没有如他所想的达成他的计划，而且他又被从天堂踢出来。
And he's going to do what a lot of people do when they get very desperate in a situation and turn to violence.
他就会变成像很多人会发生的，就是当他就是极其失望的状况下，他就会变得非常非常的暴力。
Okay, he's actually going to establish, like his president of the world or his false messiah in Israel. He's going to create a person who will be indwelled by Satan eventually to be the false messiah.
好，他甚至呢会找到一个人，哈，一个人的人间的代言人，哈，然后他把他创造成一个假的弥赛亚。
Because people will be expecting the Messiah. They're seeing all these mystical things going on and these weird spiritual revelations. So they're thinking, well, now is the end times and the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will come back.
他甚至就是因为所有的人都在期待弥赛亚回来，所以他撒旦会去创造一个假的弥赛亚，然后会创造很多很多神秘的事件，让所有的人相信这个人就是真的弥赛亚。
The Jews are expecting a Messiah.
而犹太人也在期待弥赛亚呀。
And a lot of other people around the world, even in the Muslim religion and the Buddhist religion as well. Satan has designed these religions, and a part of these religions is the concept of the Messiah. But this is a false Messiah.
就像很多的宗教哈，是其实都是在期待弥赛亚。好，不管是佛教啊，或者是伊斯兰教啊，都在期待的那个弥赛亚。这其实是在撒旦的计划里面，他创造各种宗教的一个目的，就是要让大家期待弥赛亚，而是一个假的弥赛亚。
And Satan will establish this Messiah in Israel. He's going to do miracles. He's going to be healing people, and he's going to be doing great miracles, which will say to the people, "This is the Messiah you've been waiting for."
那他会创造各种奇迹，然后会医治很多的人，因为他有这个能力哈，帮助所有的人，让大家误以为这个是真的弥赛亚，但是其实是假的。
Okay, now later on, as we get through the topic of the angelic conflicts, we need to come back to this part of the tribulation. It's quite interesting, but you can actually read about this in the Colonel's book Armageddon. Okay, this is the book by R.B. Thiem Jr. It's only in English at the moment, I think. Armageddon is actually a place in Israel where there's going to be this huge battle, and Jesus Christ wipes out the armies of the world.
Okay. 上校有特别写了一本书叫 Armageddon， 这本书呢，这个字其实是在以色列的一个地点，一个地方，这个地方呢将是耶稣他回到人间，就是在七年大灾难后呢，耶稣回来的那个时候会在以色列发生这场大的空前的一个战争，而在这个战争中耶稣将会大胜，然后将所有的敌人都歼灭。
But the Colonel takes a lot of the verses together, for example, from the book of Daniel, Ezekiel, Revelation, and other passages in Scripture which talk about these future times.
这个大战呢，其实在非常非常多本圣经的这个不同的章节里面都有提到。好，那就是好，所以有非常多的圣经的章节都提到了这一个战争。
Okay, and these come together in the book called Armageddon, which explains the events, what's going to happen, in a systematic way.
然后所以在上校在这本书里面 Armageddon 这个书里面呢，有非常系统化的跟我们解释好这些这个大战整个发生的状态。
But just moving through this chart here, at the end of the Great Tribulation, which means at the end of the 7 years, Jesus Christ will come back with his army.
好，所以呢，在这个时间表里面，就是说到七年大灾难后，耶稣会带着他的大军回到人间。
And we'll be coming back with him.
而我们呢，被提了之后呢，也会跟着耶稣一起回来。
Now, if you've done well in this time on earth, during your life on earth, you will be rewarded in heaven, and you'll be given perhaps crowns and his cloaks and things like this that he will reward you with.
我们在被提之后，我们在天上是会被授勋，会穿戴各种不同阶层的这个皇冠啊、衣服啊等等的，然后我们会跟着耶稣回到人间。但是我们不需要打仗，因为耶稣会把这场仗都打胜。
In Revelation, where John sees this vision, like a big sword coming out of the mouth of Jesus Christ, and he just cuts through the armies with this big sword.
那在这个启示录里面有讲到耶稣怎么打这场仗的哈，他基本他等于是从他嘴里就会吐出各种的剑，可以把所有的敌人都杀死。
Yeah, we don't need to fight. We're just going to be observers.
我们回来的时候呢，就是只是当作一个观察者。
But once Jesus has won the battle, then we have what's called the baptism of fire.
而当这一场战役结束的时候呢，会有一个火的洗礼。
And that's where we had the verse about the separation of the unbelievers on the left, that's the goats, and you have the believers on the right, that's the sheep.
而在圣经里面也很清楚的讲，好，这个火的洗礼之前呢，这个会有把所有的信徒跟非信徒分开，好，不信者好摆在左边，他们就是被誉为山羊。好，信徒呢摆在右边，称之把它誉为绵羊。
We saw that in Matthew 25:41.
马太福音的25:41里面就有特别的说明。
Okay, and that begins the 1,000 reign or the millennial kingdom of Jesus Christ.
从此开始就是千禧年的开始。
Will be in a perfect environment upon the earth because Satan will be locked up, all the fallen angels will be locked up.
好，为什么我们称之为千禧年？是因为这个时候整个地球是非常非常平静安，就是非常好的时间，因为所有的撒旦跟他的堕落天使都被关起来了。
Okay, there'll be no more religion to deceive people.
而且那个时候也不再有其他这些宗教来欺骗人民。
And Jesus Christ will be the ruler, and he's actually what we call a benevolent dictator, which means he's a good dictator. He'll be the dictator of the earth.
然后耶稣呢会成为哈这个整个地球的主宰。
And usually we look at a dictator as being, you know, a very bad person, but if the dictator loves his people, he's going to be a great dictator.
监控者。
对控制者，对对对，就是dictator 一般来讲是那种控制者。那控制者其实是一个一般用来是做一个比较负面的词，但是这基本上这个整个地球的这个主宰控制者耶稣，他是一个非常好的领导。
Okay, we've run out of time again, so we're going to take a break for maybe 15 minutes.
我们休息15分钟。Okay.